This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Well, 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 your portal for up-to-date information on sexual health and well-being, sponsored by VAC, vac.org.au.
This is Well, 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 sex, health and well-being in our LGBTI communities,
presented by Joy sponsor VAC.
You are listening to Well, Well, Well here on Joy 94.9. We're continuing our marriage equality series, but we're trying to take a different angle every week. I'm your host this week, Cal. I'm joined in the studio by my lovely co-hosts, Liam and Michael. How are we all going?
We good.
Sigh.
Well, with Well, 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 we're trying to make sure that you're more than it's all right, but you're in fact well, well, well. We are talking marriage equality this week, and we're talking about a different element to it. So, Liam, a couple of weeks ago, we talked to one of the VAC counselors, Grace, and we were talking about that resource that ACON and VAC have both been promoting, that ACON developed, around staying strong during the marriage equality debate. And one of the points was be creative. And we were talking about this after last week's show, and there's quite a few people that have taken that to heart and have really run with it.
Yeah.
And so that is what we are discussing this week, about all the creative souls out there that have kind of taken this marriage equality debate and said, I see your debate, and I raise you a fill in the blank. So we've got murals going up, we've got music being inspired by this. We've talked about the equality playlist, which I'm sure we'll check in on later in the show. But if you are listening to the show tonight and you are an artist or musician, a designer, a craftsman, a knitter, a performer, singer, writer, have I forgotten any?
Woodsman,
yes. Have you got out the carving knives? Or you've just decided to, let this creatively inspire you in some way. We want to hear from you this week. So if you've seen anything creative or you've done it yourself, shoot us a message. You can email onair@org.au or SMS studio at 0427-JOY949.
Or honestly, if you just want to say hello during the show, do it.
Yeah, absolutely.
We'd love to hear from people.
And if anybody has like selfies, because I know a lot of people have you guys taken any selfies with any of this street art?
Yeah, I have. It's just pretty much everywhere I've gone. And in front of coffee cups this morning as well.
Okay, good. So if you have any social media pictures, things like that, feel free to send them in to us. Again, that was email onair@joy.org.au or SMS us at 0427-JOY949. What else do we have in store this episode, Liam? What am I forgetting?
We've got some music. We've got a special guest.
We do have a special guest. And an inspired artist, no less.
Oh, yeah.
Samantha Lucas is joining us, and he'll be talking about a performance piece that he's been working on called Sorry Nan, I Can't Get Married. And so we'll be talking about that on this episode of Well, Well, Well.
This is Well, 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 presented by Joy sponsor VAC on Joy 94.9.
We are talking marriage equality inspirations. A marriage equality extravaganza here on Well, Well, Well this week. I'm Cal, and I'm joined in the studio with Michael and Liam. And yes, we are talking about what the marriage equality debate has inspired. And it's been quite a few things. And we've already had responses.
So, oh, have we ever?
Yes, we've got some good ones. So look, if you know of anything that has been inspired by the marriage equality debate, any street art, any performances, any interesting graphic art, send us an email onair@joy.org.au, and we get that here in studio. Or you can shoot us an SMS, 0427-JOY949. We had someone send a very cheeky street ballad.
Cheeky to say the least.
But they feel that it has been inspired by the marriage equality. But the ballads have. That's been like a thing for a while.
Yeah, the anti-terror ballads, which are ugly grey lumps of concrete polluting the city, essentially, have been taken over by lots of artists, not just queer artists, but used especially for the pro-marriage equality campaign. And there was a local GP
Who's been on the show before.
Yeah, who's Dr. been on the George show before, Dr. George, who's a crochet
enthusiast.
Yes, a very, very talented crocheter who covered one of them in this beautiful knitted crocheted rainbow bollard.
But he had a bit of an altercation.
Yeah, he did. So the through having several of his artworks essentially taken, destroyed, he was assaulted on the streets of Melbourne here 2 weeks ago now.
Yeah, I think it's longer than that. I was looking at the article in the lead up to the show. I think it was nearly 3 weeks now.
Yeah.
The marriage equality thing's been going a lot longer than kind of we've imagined. But I think that highlights a really important point.
Yeah, I know we were talking about this earlier today, that if you're doing some of these sort of large-scale activist endeavors, so painting on walls streets, and that sort of thing. Mm. Someone we were talking to earlier today said, you know, safety in numbers is a really good thing. So if you're a solo artist, maybe take some friends along with you if you're doing something.
Yep.
And obviously check in with whoever you're supporting through, if it's the side of a cafe, make sure the cafe is well aware of it and that they're aware that it may have negative impact upon their business. So if you put a big yes on the side of your building, well, someone might come along and scroll a big no on it, and then there might be media attention and stuff. So there's lots of greater things that you need to be considerate of.
This was particularly relevant at VAC. You know, we actually got some advice from Vic Police. Hey, just be mindful of the people coming in and out of your building and things at night, you know, because over the weekend there was a bit of a gorilla mural scrolled on the side of VAC. As a lot of people know, VAC's headquarters is on Claremont Street in South Yarra, and it's now... I actually had a really lovely moment. I was listening to So Emotional by Whitney Houston, which, of course, was very famous this year because it was Sasha Velour's lip sync song. We all know how I feel about that. But as I came around the corner and Whitney's really carrying on, I could see the side of VAC, like the pillars that stick out into the street, were already covered in rainbow. And as you came around the corner, you can see the big yes plastered up there. And yeah, a group of like guerrilla volunteers took to the side of VAC and... covered it up in a big yes rainbow.
And did seeing that make you so emotional?
It did, sort of. I actually did a post today saying, you know, when we work in this space, it's tricky. We've got some complex issues. We've talked about quite a few of them on the show before, and there's still a long way to go. And marriage equality is sort of no different, although I think it's probably an easier box tick exercise than some people like to make it out to be. But coming through the door today, especially on a Monday morning with start of the week, and you feel like you've got a massive to-do list that just never seems to go away, and, you know, you got some tough people out there to kind of try to appease or help and whatnot. And seeing stuff like that actually was just like, yep, this is why we're here. This is why we do what we do.
Yeah, I know I personally had a really flaming pile of garbage of a week last week. So to turn up to work and see this massive emblazoned rainbow on the side of the place where I work and show up to every day was quite magical.
I really liked the picture you put up today of the coffee cups at the coffee store across the road from where we
so
work.
There's a little coffee shop where we work, where we're quite friendly with the staff there, and they have two different size coffee cups, and one usually says like small E and large E, or they just change it up every now and then.
Yeah, it's always
I think one was like little Kim and then Biggie Smalls.
Yeah, and Biggie Smalls. Yeah, that was very cute. But through the quality campaign, they've just changed them to say Oh Yes and Big Yes, which is really sweet.
Very good.
Very good. Well, look, we do want to keep hearing from all of you. We have heard from a couple people already. If you have been inspired by anything that has been generated as a result of the marriage equality debate, send us an email, onair@joy.org.au, or shoot us an SMS at 0427-JOY-949. We're going to be joined in the studio by someone shortly, Matt Lucas, who has been inspired by this.
Very excited.
And talk about his performance art along the way.
Looking after the health and well-being of the LGBTI community, this is Well, Well, Well. Joy 94.9.
You are listening to Well, 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 and this week we are continuing the marriage equality series, I suppose you could call it. And this week we're talking about being creative and how the chaos that is the marriage equality debate has inspired quite a few pieces.
I just want to share a little bit of creativity that was sent to me by Michael earlier. Oh. He came up with a list of names for this week's show.
Yep.
And being the third one on marriage equality, my favorite was, Fast and Furious Equality
Marriage Equality Drift.
Yep.
Yeah. And then last week was obviously should have been Marriage Equality 2 Electric Boogaloo.
Yeah.
So it's a series.
Okay, got it. All right. Well, as part of the series in this episode this week, let me welcome Matt O'Lucas to the show.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. I'm nervous.
Are you nervous?
Yeah, a little bit.
But you're a performer.
Do you get nervous performance art, not really. Like,
okay.
When I'm given like a platform to talk, I just go crazy.
So. Okay, so you need a script.
Yes.
You need a script. All right, well, you don't have a script. You're flying blind, so no pressure.
Welcome to the show.
No, you're in safe hands, of course. And so you've been inspired by the debate.
Well, the work that I made, Sorry, Nana, I Can't Get Married, was actually conceived last year.
Oh, okay. Well... We still don't have marriage equality then.
Exactly. So it's not like it was a recent topical kind of like, I'm going to make this artwork now. Mm-hmm. I conceived it last year and I expressed interest in West Projections Festival performing it in February. So I performed it on the 11th of August, which was actually the week that all of this kind of went into like top gear, so it became super topical all of a sudden. There were rumors over the weekend that they were going to pass it in Parliament, they're actually going to just have the free vote. So
it would have been nice.
My artwork would have been pointless.
What a great piece of artwork to be pointless, though.
Yeah. Yes, well, exactly, yeah.
So tell us a little bit about the piece itself.
Okay, so Sorry Nana, I Can't Get Married was a performance piece for West Projections where I put on a wedding dress, I had a cardboard sign around my neck, and I walked through Footscray at night with a crowd. There was a crowd of people there for the Projection Festival, so trying to engage in conversation with them about marriage and what marriage meant. So it's an appropriation of Anastasia Close's work, which is an iconic Australian contemporary art piece, where she wore the exact same thing, except it said, "Sorry, Nana, I'm not married," and she walked down Flinders Street and just engaged people. And hers was more of a feminist work, removing herself from family kind of traditions and expectations, where I was trying to subvert that and make it a little bit more topical.
Well, this issue, I suppose, or this cross-section, if you will, around feminism and marriage equality, it has come up a few times. We actually talked about this on the show last week. There was a feminist article that was saying, you know, look, I might not vote yes for marriage equality because I actually think the institution is not very female-friendly.
Look, I agree. Like, I don't believe in marriage as an institution, but it's more than just that, and it's more than me as well. Like, just because I don't believe in it, I've got friends that have been fighting for this for 20 years that have been together. So, you know, I want that for them.
And that was sort of the conclusion where that conversation went as well, is that regardless of whether or not you believe in marriage as an institution, it's still a civil inequity because it is here.
Exactly,
it is an institution. You can't sort of deny its existence. And as long as it is, having a different set of roles for people who are same-sex
attracted. Exactly. Yeah. And once we win it, we can dismantle marriage then.
Yeah, let's take it down. Once everyone has access to it, then let's tear it down.
Exactly.
We were mentioning just earlier in the show that another local Melbourne identity was engaging in some public art around town and was assaulted during what he was doing. When you were doing your performance, I know this was a little while ago now, were you alone and were you concerned about your safety at all?
I'm not going to lie. Like, I love Footscray and I live there and it's like my digs, but I was a little bit worried about putting on a wedding dress at night in Footscray. Nothing happened. I engaged with people in conversation. There were two older, lovely lesbian couples that I spoke to. A straight woman gave me a hug and she said sorry. So, you know,
that's really beautiful.
It was really moving and the work was really powerful. So a video of the work, a documentation of the work, is actually showing at Trocadero Art Space on Wednesday night this week. So it's opening at 6 p.m. So if you didn't get to see the performance, you can always see the video.
Very good.
Fantastic. Yeah.
Well, Mano, if you stay with us, we're going to talk a little bit more about Sorry Nan, I Can't Get Married and marriage equality inspired artworks on Well, Well, Well. You're listening to Joy 94.9. Speaking of amazing performances and inspired pieces, we are talking about all things creative as part of the marriage equality debate. And we're continuing our conversation with Mano Lucas. We were talking about your performance piece, Sorry Nan, I Can't Get Married. Now, Mike was, asking before, you know, as you're walking the streets of Fitzroy in a sandwich board and a wedding dress, we established you weren't assaulted in the end of the day.
No,
you were
no.
pretty well received.
Yeah, it was actually quite lovely. So,
and what was that response like? You said one woman came up to you and gave you a hug?
Yeah, so there was a moment where everyone kind of gathered around in Footscray, sorry, not Fitzroy.
Sorry.
That's right. And we kind of had a bit of a discussion and I just opened it up by saying, I'm sorry, Nana, I can't get married, and let everyone talk to me. And it was very solemn. It was very still. A lot of people kind of couldn't look at me. It was a bit of shame. And then this one woman was just like, I know, and we're fighting to change that. And she came up and gave me a hug. And normally I'm pretty cynical and jaded and not really an antenna for those kind of things. But I really did feel there was a lot of emotion in that. So it was kind of moving and upsetting and, yeah, really beautiful at the same time. But, yeah.
That's lovely.
Yeah, yeah, it was a really good response. So.
And you were saying before, if someone wanted to see sort of the performance and whatnot, that's coming up, and how could they actually catch that again, relive the journey?
It's at the Nookie Space at Trocadero Art Space in Footscray. So it's opening on Wednesday night at 6 p.m. until about 8:30, 9-ish.
Great.
So it'll just be on loop. So come and have a few drinks and have a discussion. And there's other shows opening that night as well. So, yeah.
Okay. And have you, in your experience, I mean, you worked on this. How long ago did you start this project?
Probably 18 months ago.
So have you seen anybody else's work that's been similarly influenced by the whole debate?
Well, I know, obviously, David's doing the Gorilla Walls, which I've seen. There's been a lot of drag performances, obviously, about the work because it's topical, and that's our way to use identity as a weapon and political performance as a weapon, which is really good. So a lot of club performances and stuff. I know there were these two artists about 10 years ago. One was from New Zealand, and I've had a brain fart, so I can't remember their names, which I'm normally really good at. But they actually did a series of photography pieces called Enjoy Your Marriage Heteros. And I remember she was saying, I can't believe it's been 10 years and we're still
talking
about
this.
Yeah. So there's been a lot of work over like a vast amount of time. And I even just recently today rewatched Panty Bliss's The Call to Arms kind of speech about oppression. And it's still like, it's so, I'm relevant. Getting goosebumps thinking about that. Yeah. Like I recommend everyone watch it on YouTube.
Look, and we were talking about this before the show as well, and if you aren't a creatively minded person out there, or you don't feel like you've got creative talents that could be explored, I think, you know, this is, you know, coming to see your work and to support those other works out there is a way to kind of encourage this. And I think that even if the issue goes away tomorrow, or the survey, well, I mean, we know the timeline. Let's say we get a resounding yes at the start of November and it passes before Christmas, Tina and Brady said, you know, that's the earliest we could see it. One could hope, I suppose.
Fingers crossed.
Right. But I think there's something from sort of an archival standpoint as well. There's an opportunity to talk about these experiences. We've talked about that before with HIV/AIDS epidemic several times on the show, and we've seen exhibitions and performances inspired by that. And I think that to some degree, I think even though the switch on the civil inequity might get legally changed, do you think there's still a place for artists kind of going forward in kind of telling that story?
Definitely. Like, yeah, of course. Like, I think art's a really great weapon politically, and especially since postmodernism, like, we've given up on art as beauty or art as decoration, and now it's all really about art as self or art as political identity politics. So, yeah, I totally think that moving forward, not only is this work important as an archive, it's unfortunate we have to make this work, but all change does come about through political art, I think.
Mm.
Yeah.
And perhaps your stuff will inspire something else and the cascade effect will continue. There you go. Well, if you have seen any other creative pieces out there, we do want you guys to continue to message in. We've had a few things coming through, both via email, onair@joy.org.au, and also via SMS, and we get that here in the studio, so 0427-JOY-949. You are listening to Well, 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 as we discuss marriage equality and all the great creative things it's inspired.
Looking after the health and well-being of the LGBTI community. This is Well, Well, Well. Joy 94.9.
This is Well, 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 and we are talking about creative inspirations as inspired by the marriage equality debate and how our community is looking after ourselves. And we were joined previously in the studio by Matt O'Lucas, as we talked about his performance, Sorry Nan, I Can't Get Married. And
Thanks to Matt O for that. That was really great speaking to him.
Yeah, it was really good to kind of hear where those inspirations are. And what else have we talked about? We talked about murals going on. What other kind of pieces have we seen out there?
There's been stuff left, right, and center. It's been a bit of a double-edged sword on my social media, personally, of how draining the whole campaign has been, and then juxtaposed with just, like, bright, colourful, glittery, shiny things everywhere, which is really sort of lightening the load for me, personally, which I found really inspiring. I really liked previous local man... Steve Spencer, who's now defected to Sydney, but we won't blame him for that.
But we will.
Yep. Instigated the whole put out your fairy lights or put your fairy lights out campaign as a way to create something simple and special and beautiful. And again, something you can see at night. You don't get to see a lot of murals at night because it's dark. Putting out your fairy lights just to spell out the word yes, I thought was really sweet.
And I think it's been great to see that explosion of street art. I mean, Street art's a really kind of interesting thing in Melbourne because so much of it is technically illegal. I mean, you do have some licensed laneways that are spaces available for this, but you've seen the I'm Voting Yes for Marriage Equality rainbow kind of wings that were out there. I think Van T. Rudd is actually the street artist that does
it. Yeah, the nephew of Kevin Rudd, former Prime Minister of Australia.
True. I was unaware of that connection there.
Yeah.
And of course, that's triggered a little bit of backlash because there's some people that have scribbled over things. Well, it's hetero pride.
The one in Fitzroy was the third iteration of the wings. The first one went up in Hoosier Lane in the city and was painted over.
Taken down straight away,
like, before anyone could breathe. The second version went up and then was defaced with a giant no. Matter of fact.
Yep.
And then the third one in Fitzroy was defaced with straight pride.
Yeah, hetero pride, I think, was, was there. There was, like, even the, male and female sex symbols scribbled on it. And it's interesting. I mean, that's the other side of this whole discussion is that there this debate does, bring up a no side to the whole argument. Sydney probably most notably actually had someone a la Surrender Dorothy and the Wizard of Oz took to the sky.
And, I love that they would use such a queer, iconic method of spelling out their vote. No, hilarious.
Which of course then triggered a whole response of people on social media who took pictures and then, changed it to vote now. And
with
then,
a beautiful rainbow
up at the top.
Well, Sydney is also, there's a Straight Lives Matter rally happening at some point soon.
Which is really interesting. I think that this is something that we're seeing in this day and age because this is a discussion that's happening in the U.S. in response to, push on civil rights for, people of color. And it's interesting to see sort of how that swings back here. And people are saying, oh, well, we're not allowed to say.
Oh, we can't be garbage anymore.
and it comes back to that point, Tina was saying from the Marriage Equality Campaign about, really making sure that it's a respectful debate. It's it brings up some things to think about, but we have seen quite a few murals. There's a Melbourne street artist named Baby Gorilla who does a ton of paste-ups. You'll see them, down DeGrave Street and on other laneways all throughout the city. But Baby Gorilla did some paste-ups specifically around marriage equality. So it's like a woman holding up a board above her head, and it's got a rainbow opponent on it, but she's got a bandana across her face, very sort of, street rebel sort of look to it.
Sounds sort of Banksy inspired.
Yeah, definitely. And Baby Gorilla definitely has those inspirations. There's a little bit of fancifulness where you'll see like paste ups high up, like a story or two up in the air, and people look like they're falling. If you've ever seen those around Melbourne, That's usually Baby Gorilla. The Flinders Street bollards were also all covered in sort of rainbows in favor of marriage equality, and some people have scribbled over them saying no. Or
and then
yes,
people
or,
have scribbled back over them.
Right,
again,
exactly.
Saying yes. I do like the fact that the Melbourne City Council was very like, okay, yeah, make street art.
Go for it.
Yeah. Like, there was zero hesitation when the idea came up of transforming these bollards into art. The council was very much like, yeah, we know these are hideous. Do whatever. They're kind of a temporary thing anyway.
And I think one of the other ones that was probably, I don't know if it was as respectful as some of the, I don't know if it would fall into the respectful category, but of course was the Redfern mural of Tony Abbott marrying himself that went up, I think, about a week or so ago. I think it was by an artist named Scotty Marsh. So if you've seen any street art or any other kind of creatively inspired piece, we do want to hear about it this week. SMS us on 0427JOY949 or send us an email here in studio at onair@joy.org.au. And of course, we were inspired both on the show and at VAC around kind of looking to music, and of course we've done the Equality Mixtape. And how's that all going, Liam?
It's going really well, I think. We're getting quite a bit of response. We're getting a lot of people sending songs in that remind them of certain times in their life that have been really, really joyful. Things that with the theme of the song is, really about pride, and a couple of songs that are just honestly straight up queer. Like there was a song that we played on Sunday called Girls Like Girls.
Okay.
Pretty
straightforward.
Yeah, it's almost too aggressively homosexual. And that's a vibe I'm feeling on a Sunday.
Yeah, fair enough. And actually, we did get a message here from Johnny saying that a friend of his who performs as Okenya was asked to actually put together a Pride playlist for Spotify, so featuring queer musicians. So yeah, it's interesting to see how that's kind of, people are kind of, running with that idea and letting it really bring up inspiring pieces to let us all express ourselves and share some thoughts and feelings along the way. We'll talk about a few more of those. You're listening to Well 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 here on Joy 94.9.
You're getting Well 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 on Joy 94.9.
You are listening to Well, Well, Well. I'm Cal. I'm joined in the studio with my co-hosts Michael and Liam. And
hi.
We are talking creative inspirations. Category is marriage equality.
Marriage equality eleganza. I think we'd get more responses if it was a marriage equality eleganza postal survey. I'm just putting that out there.
Okay, there you go. Fair enough.
Does that mean we have to bring an executive realness?
You have to make the postal survey into an outfit, yeah.
But seriously, don't waste your survey.
But don't do that. Don't do that.
Don't waste your survey on anything else. Get it in there. Get a resounding yes.
Get it done. Like, as soon as it turns up at your place, do it straight away and pop it.
I've been like a sad puppy at my mailbox. Like, I've never wanted to receive mail so much more in my entire life.
I haven't received mine either.
Oh, I got mine on Friday night. So I live in Preston, and I know Reservoir also got it on Friday.
Oh, that's true. He did say...
Is Kenan it suburb-based? I thought it was just random.
I thought he said he was going to start regional or rural and then it was going to work its way back to
like the NBN.
I don't know if it's been in any sort of considered order like that. It just seems to be turning up in a lot of different places. But apparently they're only sending out 600,000 each day.
Okay.
So that's staggered there's 15 million they've got to send?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's 15
million. So that's like... almost a month's worth that they've got it's going to take to get them all out.
Incredible.
So we got ours on Friday, and as soon as it arrived, I was like, oh God, I don't want it sitting in my house.
I just don't I want it to get sitting it. In my mailbox on a rainy day. Our weather's been terrible, and I'm just have this like, I have this vision of me like hair dryer.
And my postie tends to leave my mailbox open, especially if I get lots of junk mail. So sometimes I get home and I have to like ring out my mail. Like, was that a bill? Was that a letter from a relative? Who knows?
But that being said, if your letter does get destroyed or something goes awry...
Doesn't turn up,
you have until October 17th to order a replacement from the ABS.
Good to know.
If it never turns up and you think it might have been stolen, you can report that. Don't worry about that until after September 25th. Mm. September 25th is when the last
they
of them
should have arrived.
Even if you've forgotten to update your address, you can actually contact the ABS and get a replacement one sent, and they will redirect it to you. So as long as you're on the electoral roll, then you're in safe hands. But if you're worried about it, don't worry until the 25th, and then panic immediately.
Well, we were talking about on the show how people have been inspired and how they've gotten creative and how they've been expressing their yes vote or their support of marriage equality or their no in the case they've taken to the sky or have decided to, you know, lazily scribble on somebody else's mural that's already up that's way better. But that's fine. And Michael, you had somebody, I think, message on your very early on, right?
Yeah.
As the show was starting, and he was sort of saying he's been creatively inspired.
Yeah. So this is a recent friend of mine. I just put the message out there and said just what you said. Who's done anything creative? What are you doing to sort of nurture your own inner baby queer? And he said he's a singer, so he does musical theatre and choir and stuff, so he throws himself into music, which I think a lot of us do in different ways, but he mm-hmm. really bashes out a tune and really, you know, really belts it out to sort of relinquish all of the hate and all of the no and just bring in love, which I think is really sweet.
Yeah, that's excellent. And that was exactly what we were, you know, that was the strategy. I mean, what we said at the start of the show that, you know, ACON put out a list of 10 strategies and Vax kind of pushed this as well about staying strong during the marriage equality debate. And be creative is one of them. And of course, the theme for this week's show. And then last week, we sort of looked at get busy or channeling your emotions into kind of positive action and that advocacy work. And that's still something you can definitely do. There's plenty of opportunities out there now. Yes.org.au. Mm-hmm. You sign up there. I think you can do, you know, calling parties, or you can do door knocking. I know there's some door knocking events being coordinated by Trades Hall this weekend. And I think, you know, people can show their support in various other ways, whether that's, you know, looking at what you do at your everyday job. So you were talking about the cafe near work who've kind of, they always have the two different ways, cheeky ways that they kind of talk about the small size and large size, like Biggie Smalls and Lil Kim for the two different size drinks cups. They've channeled that into the marriage equality.
Yeah, so they've got an Oh Yes, which is the regular size, and then I think it's just called a Big Yes.
Yeah, it's Big Yes.
Big Yes.
Yes, there you go. And of course, there's the Yes fundraiser. So we do know a couple people in the queer community have organized parties before. They're going to be at Chasers. I believe it's coming up in the next weekend or so.
No, it's early October.
Early October, there you go, is the Yes party. But you can head to VAC's website, vac.org.au, and head to the events calendar, and you can get update on a lot of those things coming up. It's going to be a very busy, you know, usually this is sort of like everything's sort of mumbling along here as we get closer and closer to summer coming along. And then everybody's thinking like World AIDS Day, and then we get into, you know, midsummer and whatnot, and it takes off. But It's an early start.
It is. Yeah.
It's an early start. By the time this thing finishes, we're going to be going right into the regularly scheduled programming.
Well, hopefully we've got, once Midsummer rolls around, like you said, you know, by Christmas, that we could know what's happening. It would be a great Midsummer to celebrate.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh my God, I didn't even think of that.
Yep, it would be really intense.
Oh wow.
It would be all of our gay Christmases come at once.
And I think what was so great, we were talking about the advocacy and taking action, and we've seen so many people turn up for, you know, rallies and whatnot as well. I think you would probably see an even bigger turnout for things like Pride and Pride March and the festival and whatnot.
Yeah, speaking of the rallies, each of the four major rallies that have happened in Melbourne, Sydney, Brisbane and Adelaide, record turnout of, it's the highest recorded LGBT human rights marches, gatherings, whatever, in each of those states' recorded history.
That's awesome. So it's great.
Yeah, I don't want to get like ahead of myself and, you know, believe that this is all going to happen quite yet, but this, it just feels good.
It does. And we were talking about this before, and I know I've seen people talking about this in other chats as well. When we talk about all these creative pieces that are out there, I think they serve a dual purpose, and I don't think they're necessarily... We talked about, you know, someone took to the street to make sure that Smith Street, for instance, in Collingwood, was covered in yes posters. And everyone said, well, what does that matter? You know, Smith Street, that area, they're going to already be voting yes most likely anyhow. But I think it serves a dual purpose. One, it shows... It's a demonstration for anybody coming into the city, that pathway, that there is strong support there. And then on the flip side, it also inspires those people who are LGBTI community people or allies and sort of reminds them, like, you know, look, there is a lot of support behind this one way or the other. You're sort of a safe territory, and they're little beacons throughout the city. This week's episode, we were talking about all things marriage equality inspiring us, and we were inspired by S Club 7 there.
How can you not be inspired by that track?
I am never not inspired by S Club 7.
I was just saying, you know, you could easily do a Broadway number to that. I could see So You Think You Can Dance doing like a marriage equality, like Hairspray cast comes out, you know. Anyhow, sorry, I'm getting carried away. So look, I did have one more response to our question out to everyone tonight, which was, you know, what has the marriage equality debate inspired in you to create, or have you seen any creations inspired by that? And I actually had one from Anna, who actually said that she's been inspired to actually, you know, create clothing and costumes kind of based on it. And so they sent through a picture at the Marriage Equality Rally in Melbourne, which, of course, you know, was amazing for anyone that was there at the State Library. 20,000 people gathered, and then we did sort of a loop of part of the city, come up Burke Street Mall, and then return to the library. But Anna created a wedding dress and had a Every Fairy Tale Deserves to Come True kind of inspired black and white people, which is actually very, like, classy. It's very cute. And so we've, it's great to actually have that kind of inspiration come out in everybody in various different ways. And, yeah, and inspired a Midsummer outfit as well. Anna was saying, and we were just saying this before S Club 7 swept us away, that if this comes... If we reach, see what I did there, marriage equality, Midsummer is going to be out of control. Like, yeah. Especially Pride March. I think Pride March could be really great.
Oh, my God.
So that would be a wonderful celebration. And if it's a no, or if, you know, they're dragging this out, I think it could be very charged.
Very
well.
Charged. We're going to see, I think, more activism and advocacy than we've seen in many, many recent years past.
Well, to speak indelicately, people are already pissed off. And that's when there's like a set of rules sort of dictating how this is going to play out. If we get screwed over here,
yep,
then that's going to be exponentially more pissed off,
yep,
for lack of a better term.
Yep. No,
is there a graph for that exponential growth of pissed offness?
we'll get the graphics department on that one.
That's next week's show will be about infographics inspired pie.
Which is going to be a weird show considering this is an audio
an
medium.
Audio medium.
The pie chart is colored.
Let me describe it for you.
Exactly. Well, look, we are going to be continuing our marriage equality series one more time next week, and we'll be talking about another way that our community is kind of responding in different ways that we can also look after ourselves in the face of all of this. If you do want to take a bit of action as well, you can head over to VAC. I believe from Wednesday we're replacing our
our dwindling sources, which is fantastic.
We've got another 3,000 posters coming into the office on Wednesday, I believe, and we've got a dedicated team hammering away at making badges. We had to buy an additional badge maker. One of our team members had to nip on down to Dandenong to pick up another badge maker and some more badges. And they were working hard at it today.
And a shout out to the all the volunteers that have come through, because it's been really
they've been so amazing. People not only are they doing amazing work, but every time I walk in and out of the office to get coffee, which is a couple of times a day, I come in and there's just chatter and just good feels and music going and people making these badges. It's really inspiring to see.
Yep, absolutely. So get your badges, posters, and stickers from Wednesday, any of the four VAC locations across the city. So Pronto, Equinox up in Fitzroy, the Claremont Street location, which if you're in South Yarra, by all means, walk past the VAC building.
Come and take a selfie.
Come and take a selfie. It is covered.
Not subtle.
No, it is. You will see it. And, of course, you can stop into the Positive Living Center on Commercial Road or down at the Center Clinic in St. Kilda as well to pick up any of those resources. But that is it. That is another episode of Well, Well, Well. Join us next week from 8 p.m. You're listening to Well 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 on Joy 94.9.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.